Q92 Radio, and we're going to talk a little bit with Doug Wolverton today, who plays with the Sherry Porto Band. We've been telling you they're going to be coming to Appleton on the 21st, which is Saturday, 7:30. The concert, the doors will be open at 7 o'clock in the 52-wing auditorium, just $15 for tickets. And everybody's pretty excited to have Doug come back, and a lot of the natives of the area, Doug, recognize the name. You are a graduate of Black Barrel Valley High School.
Yes, I'm scared to say, but 1999, 20 years ago.
Party like it's 1999.
That's right.
All right, now you've been doing a lot of things. You played, of course, when you were in high school. I remember you were playing in the jazz band and all that kind of thing. But give people a little bit of a background as to what you've been doing since you left, graduated from school.
Well, yeah, high school, I was playing in the jazz band. I actually helped start the jazz band, on, believe it or not, in Lac qui Parle. I was showing interest and talked to Kim Omlin, was the band director at the time. And so we started the jazz band. I was playing trumpet and some bass. And then extracurricular, we started a band called, outside of high school, called Meal. And some of the, all of us high schoolers kind of got together and formed this band covering Led Zeppelin. And I was playing bass in that band. And we did a bunch of cool stuff. And then graduated high school, went to Northern State University, where I went on to pursue a music degree in trumpet performance. About 4 years later, graduated. But to give you a little backstory, college, it was pretty, it was an awakening experience for me. You go to school, to music school, and that's where you really dive deep into life. And so I started practicing a lot, and my trumpet teacher, he's like, you got a long ways to go. He's like, basically, I'll never forget it. He goes, do you want to be good at two instruments, which meaning his the bass and the trumpet, or do you want to be like the best at one? And I remember I was a bass major for my first 2 years of school because of scholarship reasonings. They needed a bass player, but I did everything that he did and told me to everything he said, and practicing 12 hours a day probably for 3 years straight.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize, that to be a really good musician, whether it be whatever the instrument is, it's a lot of practice and determination.
A lot of practice, and I was kind of behind. I never had private lessons, and I knew I wanted to go into music, but college really fine-tuned my musicianship. And so I did. I practiced, if you were to do an average, it was probably between 10 and 12 hours a day. And that's with, 22 to 24 credits. Those that have been in college know that that's a lot. The average college student takes 16 to 18 credits. So yep. It was a lot practicing. I started auditioning for these trumpet competitions in D.C., which is, it's called the National Trumpet Competition, and they basically, a select few, they pick the greatest classical trumpet players in the country at all the major universities and the greatest jazz players. And so my second year of school, I sent out an audition tape of me playing for the jazz audition, and I'll be darned, I got in. And I was one of seven picked in the entire nation to be a competitor for this competition, got honorable mention. I did not go there to compete. I went there to just kind of see how going to school in South Dakota and kind of, against Manhattan School of Music, Juilliard, North Texas, all these amazing, reputable music schools. And sure enough, here I am competing with the same guys, And so I went and I applied the following year, made it again, top seven in the country. And then my third year, I was the only guy ever, to this day, to be able a finalist for 3 years straight. Pretty cool. It was I was really, practice does pay off. I was an education major when I first started college, so to be able to, I loved teaching. I'll be doing a clinic at Lac qui Parle Valley Friday on the, September 20th for the whole school.
Great.
I'm going to be talking to the entire school about, responsibility and dedication and putting your mind to something and quote-unquote success. No matter where you are and to any field you go into. And I think that National Trumpet Competition just kind of really sunk that home to me. It doesn't matter where you are. If you put your mind to something, you can do it,
Well, let's talk a little bit about when you got into music. A lot of people are into into music, but they aren't really getting paid for it. Can't make a living at it, so to speak. Now, you've had the good fortune to be able to do what you love and make a little money, too.
Yeah, I've been a full-time musician since I graduated college. I moved immediately from graduation. I moved to Rhode Island, where I was working at a it's called the Astor's Beechwood Mansion. It was basically a living history museum where we'd hire professional actors to come in, and I was doing music there. I would, Tuesday nights, we'd turn the mansion into a 1920s ballroom. Well, that kind of, in a quick story, was putting me in front of these very reputable New England musicians, because I had to hire a band and, you know, write the shows and stuff and help write the shows. And the musicians kind of said, hey, come here, play with us on Friday. Well, that led to the bass player of this 52-year-old band. Now it's called Roomful of Blues, and they were the original Blues Brothers band, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, in the 70s, before the movie came out. Roomful was the backing band. Well, they needed a trumpet player. Their trumpet player of 28 years passed. He had a heart attack, and they were looking for a trumpet player, and the bass player goes, I know a guy. So I did an audition with four other guys that were from New York and various areas, and I got the gig. So that kind of allowed me to get into that band. I was in Roomful of Blues, which is like a 5-time Grammy-nominated band. For 10 years, I was with that band, and that led to my schedule kind of playing all over the world, and networking and doing and kind of putting my face in front of people where I was actually getting called to be in other bands. So I was like, ended up, you know, I'm very goal-oriented, and I knew that, like, there were some bands, like, for example, Victor Wainwright in The Train, who's now, I'm a current member of that band, that he was like, hey, can you come play this tour with us? And I was like, yeah, you know what, I really dug it, you know, and so I would sub out the Roomful gig and would go on tour with Victor Wainwright, and same with Sherry's band, you know, Sherry was like, hey, can you come do this? And I'm like, yes, I can do that. And so, long story short, I ended up subbing out the Roomful gig so much that I realized it was time for me to resign, that my name had kind of been building enough where I can do this under my own name now, you know. And it put me in front of people like The Temptations, Aretha Franklin. I played Aretha's last birthday for about 15,000-20,000 people.
Wow, that's quite an honor there.
Yeah, it was amazing. That's a whole other cool story. I got a call. I was in Rhode Island at the time, and her management didn't hire a horn section. She usually hires horn sections when she travels. So if they have the core band, and then they'll hire like a bunch of horn players. So I got, being, you know, building a name for myself in New England and on the East Coast, I got the phone call. I was calling all these horn players. We, you know, all showed up. The funny thing about that whole concert was when they called me, it was about 1 o'clock. And I'm about 2 hours from where the concert was, and they go, all right, what time? I go, what time's the concert start? They're like 7 o'clock. So basically, long story short, I got off the phone, drove there. We had no time to do a sound check. The band had already sound checked. We get our microphones. They put the music on the music stands, and we start the show. I mean, it was that
quick. Way to go.
Yeah, and so a testament to, like, when I got to college, it was sight reading or reading music was not my forte. It was very difficult for me, and I, through practice, had to become a much better music reader. And so there's, like, with The Temptations, it was the same thing. You show up, they put the music in front of you, and you sight read the show. And so I was like, wow, this is what all this practice kind of paid off for, you know. And it's pretty awesome. I got to, you know, hang out with Aretha. I got to play her Happy Birthday and sing her Happy Birthday, and it was just a pretty amazing thing. And yeah, I've been very career-wise performing with Government Mule and Warren Haynes. He was with the Allman Brothers, you know, and, you know, he, again, friend of a friend, they heard of me, and they're like, yeah, come play with the band, and I did, and then basically he's got an open invitation for me. He's like, any stage I perform is your stage. So I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of people now are familiar with you from, your performance over here with the Chicago tribute band Beginnings. That was, a couple of years ago? I think you're over at the Memorial Auditorium in Dawson. I was there and saw that great show over there, and had kind of an unfortunate occurrence with that band. Where does that all stand right now?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So August 23rd, our lead singer, he passed. We're guessing it was a heart attack on stage, and I was right behind him, and it was very tragic. And so we are regrouping, and we are going to continue, and we're getting a new singer, bass player, and we're going to, you know, the name, Mason is his name. He really helped. We built that name to probably be one of the biggest, most popular Chicago tribute bands in the country. And so we're just going to kind of keep that torch going, you know, and we're through the tragedy. We're as tough as it may be, it's the right thing to do, you know, and so we're excited is the wrong word because of the situation, but
right.
We're just with pride, we're going to continue this to keep getting bigger and better. And,
great. Well, I'm happy to hear the band is still together and plans to continue on, because I'm sure he would not want to see it go by the wayside.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And so we're going to, you know, because we have a bunch of shows in the Midwest coming up April and May of 2020, like South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We're all over the, like, rural Minnesota, rural South Dakota, and Wisconsin.
Okay, well,
so hopefully...
Let's talk a little bit about the Sherry Porto band now that you are going to be playing with. What kind of music can people expect to hear when they come over to Appleton on Saturday night?
So Sherry Porto, the music of her band is, I would say, blues rock Americana. So I heard her 3 years ago at this festival in Las Vegas called the Big Blues Bender. It's probably the largest blues festival in the country, indoors. And literally, I'm a guest horn player that plays with all, like, the headliner bands, and I was walking to a rehearsal, and I heard this voice, and it turned my head, and I look at the stage, and it was Sherry Porto, and I was late for my rehearsal. I went up to her. There was a line of people talking to her, and I'm like, there was not enough time. So we met kind of later in the day, and I said, hey, you're the singer. Who are you? Where are you from? And we stayed in contact, for the year, just like, you know, hey, if you need help getting into this place or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was so blown away by her voice. She's got a cross between Etta James and Janis Joplin and, you know, some Aretha Franklin influences by, like, her. Sherry sings with soul. And then when I moved to Los Angeles a year and a half, 2 years ago, I actually, like, was asked to play with her band, and, like, then it became, you know, the bass player. I started playing more bass in her band and trumpet. So this show I'll be playing primarily bass, but also be featured on the trumpet. But, yeah, her music, she writes amazing original music. And we're going to be covering some tunes of Aretha Franklin and Etta James as well, just to give everybody some. We're going to do an Elvis Presley tune. But, yeah, her music... She just knows how to, like, lure you in, and her voice is just so standout to me, and I hope everyone feels the same way.
It's, yeah, I've been listening and watching a lot of YouTube videos with Sherry there, and, man, she's got a voice that won't quit there. As far as I'm a big blues fan, and I love it. Every song she's got is great.
Yeah, she sings. I mean, we'll be doing a lot of, like, blues, a lot of blues shuffles, a lot of kind of funky blues,
right.
You know, and... like Stevie Ray Vaughan type blues, you know, and like she's performed with Slash, Dickie Betts, Delva McClinton,
yeah.
Jimmy Vivino, and her last record was a live record. The record before that was, it was called My Obsession, and the band, the entire band performing on that record was all of Taj Mahal's band,
okay.
You know, from,
right.
Yeah, Taj Mahal's, you know, the famous Taj Mahal,
yep.
Is all... You know, so it's like these guys, the record's amazing, her band's amazing, and we're flying out, all of us, from Los Angeles to perform at Apple Fest on September 21st. You know, like you said, doors at 7, and our show's at 7:30.
I see there's going to be a special guest, it says here, Paul Wolverton. Now, a lot of people know Paul from around the area, being involved with our Christmas production over here in Madison and everything, but that's your dad.
That's my dad, and I'll tell you, I'm super excited. Like, the last time my dad and I were able to do a show together was probably the Country Christmas in Madison. So, to you know, when we were talking about bringing the band out, and I'm like, Dad, Sherry's music has a lot of keyboards and organs and stuff, and I'm like, we would love to be able to do this show with you, and of course he was like, oh, that'd be awesome, and
I can just picture the enthusiasm he would have for that, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, we sent him songs, he learned the songs, and you know, like, it just was cool, like, it's cool to be able to do this, and with his music involvement, and through being a pastor in Madison, Appleton area, and Bellingham, and we figured it was like, how cool if I'm coming back to do this. It just felt so, my desire and Sherry's desire to have my dad because of his involvement in the community, it just was all right. So we're happy to have my dad involved with the concert.
All right. Well, I know I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there, and we'll get a chance to say hello to you over there, Doug. And again, that's made possible in part by a grant from the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council. She did them a little plug here. It's $15
right.
General admission. Students get in free. And Saturday, September 21st, doors open at 7, and the concert 7:30 in the 52-wing auditorium in Appleton. So don't have to worry. It's going to be rain or shine. Music will be rolling on, and we certainly look forward to hearing you.
Yeah, we're really excited, and it is a concert of all ages. I mean, the music selections will be anywhere from swing tunes to, you know, like a blues tune. So we're really excited, and we hope to see you all out. And Maynard, thanks for all you guys do there at Q92, and thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to this weekend.
That's great. We'll see you on Saturday night, Doug. We'll be talking with Doug Wolverton from the Sherry Porto Band. You're going to be up in Appleton Saturday night, and Doug, we'll see you at the show.
See you at the show. Thank you.